Okay, sounds good.
Can I record?
Sure.
Yeah.
Can you say and spell your first and last name for me?
Yeah, my name's Kaylee Bronson Cook. So my first name is Kaylee, K-A-L-E-I-G-H, Bronson, B-R-O-N-S-O-N dash Cook, C-O-O-K.
And can you just tell me what's going on here tonight? What are you out protesting?
Yeah, tonight we're here because we, as a community, we do not want to see another war in the Middle East. We have needs in our own country, in our own communities that are not being met. We're here today because the vast majority of Americans do not support military intervention in Iran. We want justice, we want peace, we do not want to send our neighbors, our children, to go fight in another war for oil. We are here because we stand for human rights and human dignity. I personally am here because I saw the footage of the school in southern Iran where over 165 children, young girls, were killed, slaughtered, with my taxpayer dollars funding that. And my tax dollars, we want our tax dollars to be going things like jobs and education and roads, not to endless war in the Middle East.
What do you want to see out of local and state officials?
Yeah, I want local and state officials to take a firm stand against Trump's escalation in Iran. I want them to use their power to speak out against this illegal war, unconstitutional war, to do everything in their power to stop him. I know that there's a bill in the House, I believe it's in the House, to the War Powers Act, to try to rein in the powers of the president to be able to just declare war on a nation with absolutely no authorization. And I think our local and state leaders need to stand against this. They need to stand for our communities, and our communities do not want our tax dollars going to fund a more endless war in the Middle East. We need housing, we need infrastructure, we need to invest in I work at the University of Oregon, we need to invest in higher education. We just laid off many people. We need to invest in our own communities, not send it abroad to kill children.
What does it mean to you to see all these people out here tonight?
It's really inspiring because this call went out very late. It was very last minute. There was also a very emergency action on Saturday at the federal building where people gathered about the same size, just on a moment's, several hours notice. And so what it shows to me is that people are committed to building a world where we aren't just stuck in cycles of endless war for oil. We don't want to see more U.S. servicemen and women killed in combat. We want them to be home, and we want them to be a part of building our communities, not killing other communities abroad.
What do you have
planned
next?
Yeah, next is Saturday. So another big National Day of Action called by many, many national organizations on Saturday, the 7th, March 7th, include like the Answer Coalition, Code Pink, Democratic Socialism of America. Many, many large organizations are calling for a day of mass mobilization on Saturday because ultimately, Trump is escalating the war in Iran. He has confirmed today that they are sending more ground troops and more fighter jets. And it's the American people that we have to stop him. No one is going to do it for us. The Congress is going to do what they can, maybe or maybe not. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's the American people that need to stand up and demand more of our government, demand better, and say no more war in our name. Saturday is what's next. Thank you.
So what about,
thank you.
You talked about social programs here in the United States.
Yeah.
Don't we owe Iran reparations? For installing the Shah and...
Yes, I believe that we owe reparations to all people who have been impacted by U.S. imperialism, including the people of Gaza, including the people of Iran, Venezuela, Cuba. All victims of U.S. imperialism deserve reparations. They deserve sanctions to be lifted immediately. They deserve reparations and investment into their communities for the harm and the devastation that we've caused. Yes, absolutely.
And for the same amount of money that we've spent on war...
Yes, yes.
It's a kind of a bargain.
It's...
I'm asking leading questions.
Yeah, no, I appreciate your leading questions. Yes, and I think what you're pointing to is really important, which is recognizing that this isn't actually about freedom or safety or human rights in Iran. If it was, then we would do that, right? We would invest in schools, we would invest in infrastructure, we would invest in social programs, but instead we're investing in bombs. And so what does that lead us to realize is, we have a military-industrial complex. Our government operates as a money laundering operation, taking tax dollars and turning it into kickbacks for board executives of Lockheed Martin and Boeing. That is what is happening here. And ultimately, it is the people of the United States' responsibility, as the people whose tax dollars are being used to murder innocent people, to stand against it.
And the money would be better spent, your
yes.
money, your tax dollars, even conservatives, your
yes.
tax dollars are literally blown up.
Quite literally, blown up.
And the bombs are millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars. And not just bombs, like yes, like the financial cost, but also the human cost to our own, not only to the people of Iran, but also to the people of Gaza, to the people of Cuba who don't have power for their hospitals right now, but to our own servicemen and women who are dying. For what? For empire, for oil. Yeah.
Anyway. Right, and then so just a couple
yeah,
more.
Yeah, appreciate
so,
it.
Trump got up there and said
yeah.
there should be no nuclear weapons
yeah.
in the Middle East.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you know, because I know you from the Palestine
movement.
For Palestine.
Yeah.
Israel has had nuclear weapons since the
That's 70s. That's correct. Israel has had nuclear weapons since the 70s, and the United States is the only country to have ever used nuclear weapons. So the argument that we have to stop Iran from getting nuclear weapons is completely unfounded. It's completely based on racist lies. It's propaganda to be able to drive up support for a war, another endless war in the Middle East. The United States, my one sentence answer to that is that the United States is the only country to have ever used a nuclear weapon. So for us to then go around talking about human rights and democracy, and that, oh, we need to stop Iran from developing nuclear weapons. We are the only country that has ever used a nuclear weapon on a civilian population. Period.
Do you think this is a distraction from the Gaza, where we have still not gotten food aid into Gaza?
That's
so
right.
So is this, do you think this is a distraction from Trump's mistakes or unfulfilled promises?
Yeah, I think that the Israeli lobby and the United States deeply have been very committed to regime change in Iran for 10 presidential administrations. So I think that we are in a unique moment in that Trump was one who was able or who was willing, right, had the ability or the willingness to use the United States military to carry out regime change in Iran. However, he is not the first president that has wanted this. And so, is it a distraction? I don't think so. I think it's a symptom of the system that we live under. I don't think it's a meticulously planned out distraction. I'm sure it's very helpful as a distraction about Gaza or the Epstein files or whatever else have you. A distraction, frankly, from the fact that we can't afford to pay our rent and our groceries and our gas prices are about to explode. So to drum up support for this kind of an action. So I wouldn't say it's a distraction. I think that it's endemic of the system. I think it's part of the system to act this way. I think that Trump, the only thing that makes Trump different is that he was willing to do what 10 presidents before, well, I guess 9, 8 presidents before him wanted to do.
All right, last one.
Yeah.
The reason we don't want nuclear weapons in the Middle East is that it's a very unstable area.
Right.
Wouldn't this be considered nuclear brinksmanship to do this? Is this brinksmanship?
That's a
great. Is there a danger?
Yes.
Isn't this putting us in major danger?
I think that the United States, yes. I think that this reckless, illegal attack is exactly what you described. It's brinksmanship. It is escalatory. I would love to see a world with no nuclear weapons. But as long as the United States has nuclear weapons, and it is the only country that has exercised its right, it has exercised the use of nuclear weapons against a civilian population, it is deeply unsettling and disturbing. It is reckless. And yes, it is putting us at risk. It's putting those servicemen and women at risk. Those people are going to come back in caskets. And for what? For a reckless decision to carry out regime change after stalled negotiations that were good faith, that were supposedly making progress. And for what?
For antiquated technology, oil antiquated that we don't even use.
Yeah.
So what should people do? Then
people should, yeah.
No,
I appreciate you. People need to join the movement. We are building a new and revived anti-war movement in the United States, and people need to get involved. As was said earlier, you know, we can look back to history, we look back to Vietnam, we look back to the Iraq War, and we know that we have a long road ahead. I hope we don't have a long road ahead, but we have to organize and we have to fight back, otherwise, these warmongers will blow up the entire world, quite literally.
Thank you very much. Thanks for what you're doing.